This is a familiar theme if you know our show and if you've been in the meetings, and most people listening have. You'll know that Bob occasionally will say, hey, why don't we ever do this anymore?
Right.
Whatever it is. And I'll be like, I don't know. It kind of seemed like a good bit. Well,
It seems like a big part of the station and the show is what's next, what's new. And sometimes we move away from the old unnecessarily. Other times you keep the old going too long. Who knows? So it's always trying to massage that balance.
So Bob had this.
I don't disagree with you, by the way, Groups.
What, you guys don't want to do Gay Not Gay anymore?
Just, you know.
I was just being funny, like always.
It's just we have to ask tough questions of ourselves.
All right, let's not do it. I don't care.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying let's at least discuss the possibility.
Okay, well, one of the things that Bob threw out a couple weeks ago was, hey, remember that Carlos kid question bit? Why don't we do that anymore?
Like we...
And I'm just looking at you blinking, and you're like, I think it was pretty funny.
And I don't know why I thought of it, because it only ran on our show maybe 1 minute.
Well,
your memory frightens me.
What I did was intern Carlos, who worked with us, was he in Original Four? Or he's in the second wave, I think.
Yeah, I think he was second wave, but a very promising young man.
Yeah, great dude. Good intern. Went on, he works in radio in Atlanta right now.
Shody.
And so I gave him a call and asked if he had that audio. And unlike us back then, he did save his stuff. So he sent it to me, and I got to admit, it was kind of funny. So let's play it.
What was the premise?
The premise was his mom is a school teacher, and she had her kids come up with questions for major leaguers, and then he's there to ask them. Well, of course, he will ask a couple that are could be written by kids, and then he'll slip in a few that are questionable. And that's hence the comedy, right? That's the point. There are a couple of mundane questions that little stupid kids would ask. And then he will slip in some adult questions in there, but try to do it in such a way that it might have been asked by a kid with an older sibling, you know?
Sure.
Okay, so here, let's play you what Carlos did for us. Boy, it must be 7-8 years ago. And ironically enough, Bob, it was with the Florida Marlins. So I think it's pretty funny. So Bob came up with this, hey, remember this bit? We listened to this and then said, yeah, let's try to do it. So that's where we're going here with this segment. So let's hear Carlos from 7 years ago and see if you agree that it's kind of funny.
Okay. We're here with Randy Messenger of the Florida Marlins. Randy, first question for Mike here. Who was your favorite team growing up?
Chicago Cubs.
What was that? Are you a local from there or what's the story?
No, it's just I happen to like them. I don't know why. It's just I think because my favorite player was Ryan Sandberg, I just ended up liking the team with him.
All right, Johnny wants to know, what's your favorite video game?
I like race car games. I don't really have a favorite right now. The one I've played the most is Need for Speed Underground.
Chuck wants to know, why is the number 69 so funny?
Because it's upside down. You can switch it around.
Alan asks, do you play any golf?
A little bit, a little bit. Not too good, but I can play.
Is it big in the clubhouse around here?
Pretty much, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Matt asks, what is a threesome?
When three people get together.
Danny asks, what position was your favorite when you were playing growing up?
I like playing the outfield a lot, but most likely third base.
Kevin asks, currently to this day, do you wear a cup when you play?
No, I do not.
Is that just a comfort issue?
Yeah. I feel like it's being a pitcher, you really don't need one.
Whoa. All right, Chuck wants to know, what's better, B cups or D cups?
Probably D cups.
Any particular reason why?
Well, they're obviously bigger.
All right, Tony asks, if you weren't a ball player, what would you be doing right now?
I'd probably be playing basketball still.
I know, you're a taller guy. How tall are you?
6'6".
Matt wants to know, what does sloppy seconds mean?
When you get someone else's seconds.
All right, last few questions here with Randy Messenger. Jimmy wants to know, do you have a favorite candy?
I'd have to say Paydays.
How long have you enjoyed those for?
Ever since I can remember.
All right, do you have a personal chef or anything that you have that cooks for you?
No, I do not.
And Chuck asks, have you ever had your salad tossed?
Actually, yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
I love Carlos.
How old were these fictional kids?
Third graders. What was it? Okay, third graders. First graders, third graders.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. You kind of forget as it's going on, and it obviously worked out very well. So Bob was right. Hey, you know, in the thought of why don't we bring that back?
Questions from kids.
Haven't done any locker room bits lately. We've got to get some. You know, let's use our resources.
Yeah, what are we doing around here?
Do we need to
do more? Need five overcussers.
You know, we hate the just open the paper and comment on what's in the paper. So use your resources. There's locker rooms. There are opposing teams rolling in every week.
Right. And they all have lots of players.
Right. And you can talk to them, right? It's fun. And now Carlos, calm, smooth delivery, a little conversational, but he didn't make it all about him.
Likeable.
Likeable.
Disarming.
He's disarming.
Smells
I think,
good.
In person, good, yeah. He's a nice guy, a nice looking guy.
Well combed.
What else is opposite of TC?
Hold on. You get where I'm leading. So, did a great job. Handled it very, very well.
Uh huh.
Okay. Now, the opposite of all those things we just said is TC, our intern. Now,
right.
So, in our infinite wisdom, we decided, what if we send TC out to the ballpark with the same team and do pretty much the exact same bit? I mean,
but since no one remembers
it, he couldn't mess this up, right? I mean, we have it written out for him.
I mean, you'd have to be a total dumbass to screw this up.
To mess this up.
Well, so I then, feel like you guys are building in a particular direction.
So then you may have to ask yourself, if they wrote the questions out for him, if they gave him that interview to listen to, if they prepared him...
He couldn't see the questions.
If they prepared him...
if they dressed him.
If we got him all ready... How would he possibly go there on Friday after the show and end up banned from the ballpark for the rest of the year? How?
Really?
We'll play you the audio that got him kicked out next. All right, so... Oh, it's your good friends, Bob and Dan. Grips Groove, Seabass. Hey. And in studio with us is the controversial TC. Oh, I didn't say the great Donovan? Sorry. You should be used to that.
Hey, Dallas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Getting left out?
Pretty much.
All right. So, TC from It's Just Banter fame.
Man.
From morning show fame. From... living in filth and squalor fame. I believe a rat once ran out from, this is pretty recently, right? Among a pile of clothes.
From just being built like a ravioli fame.
Do you think he has ascended to the most notorious intern in bad radio history?
Yeah, because notorious can mean so many things, right?
Like, how about hated? Most loathed? Most notorious, most famous? And most beloved in some circles.
Maybe ooh, very, like where?
Maybe very small circles, but we wouldn't let him hang around if we really hated him.
He's got so much hair. He can grow hair faster than anyone I know this side of Groobs.
Doesn't seem to have
I don't
have
know
a
if
real...
he's generally awake or not. I can't tell if his eyes are open. Or are they half open or half shut? I guess, are you pessimistic or optimistic?
Right.
There's a lot in there.
And
incarceration
like so many
stories.
Things, so many things about
his
the TC
career.
Life, it's like he's just close. He's just close to getting it.
You know,
but he just doesn't quite get it. And what it could be anything in life.
Imagine how frustrating that must be to live out.
You know, I think it... I want to be honest. TC and I have visited about this on occasion off the air.
About his life and just getting
just
it?
Just where he's going. Because I think... I really do. I think both him and Jake should and probably could quite easily handle a weekend slot here at the Ticket. And I think that in Jake's case, it's probably a matter of time. In TC's case, it could be a matter of time if he would just stop shooting himself in the foot.
Just
because
play the game a little
bit. But when you put the gun down there, Bob, and you keep pulling the trigger, the bullet's going to come out.
Let me say this.
You too could host Ticket Sports Saturday.
Well, but that's where it starts, right, Sean?
Sure.
And then before long, you're working drive through, and that's when the big bucks roll in.
That's right.
But just going back to the original premise, when I hear It's Just Banter, and for some reason this week I have heard It's Just Banter, the June 15th edition, which summarized the Mavericks title in a way only overcussers could. And I have to say, it's compelling content. These two guys could be hot young prospects in the sports talk community if TC would just get out of his own way. I think he's got something, Dan.
Just don't know what.
I just don't. You know, I am interested in hearing his views on a Mavericks title, which is really weird, but for some reason I was compelled this week, and then I wasn't sorry when I was done. And yes, that's a compliment.
So are you feeling good right now, TC? Anyway, so we played you in the last segment, our old intern Carlos, 7 years ago or so, had done questions from little kids with a Florida Marlins pitcher.
And to TC's credit, one of his pluses that a lot of interns don't have is that when opportunity does knock, he makes himself available. We don't hear about his elaborate dating life or anything like that.
Right. We're lucky that he has no dating life.
He makes himself available.
He will be there to do the work. Now, will he do the work correctly? Uh-huh.
Ah.
That's where we sometimes run into a little roadblock. And that might have been what happened that led to his being
expulsion
banned
from the ballpark. Like Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose now put T.C. Fleming on that list.
Grooves had mentioned during the break that they have facial recognition software when he walks through the door.
So an alarm will just go off if T.C. walks in?
Yeah, it's like 24. Chloe will
inform Jack. The retina scan, yes.
That T.C. is not welcome back at the ballpark. He didn't really go nuts. He didn't overcuss or anything, but he just didn't quite get it. The Carlos bit, which we played in the last segment, was subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that's a word I think I used, TC, when you and I discussed your going out there, and I said, hey, listen to Carlos. Don't necessarily, if you want to copy the exact questions, you can, because I've written out every one for you. If you want to veer off on your own, that's fine as well, but just keep in mind how he subtly worked his way in. It's innuendo. It's dancing around things. It's not blatant. It's not in your face. That may be where the disconnect is here, Bob. We're going to play you the audio where TC got a little blatant and in the face. But when you listen to It's Just Banter, or you listen to us, okay, we might dance around some things, and maybe that's just a product of being on actual radio. But the podcast Banter is...
Let me give you an example.
There is nothing subtle about
let me give you
10 F-words per 30
seconds. I was
going to
say, let me give you an example where I say, sometimes when I'm not sure of the right tease, I say we have some awesome sports talk next. And I believe in one of their teases for one of their fictional breaks, I believe it was, we have some effing S coming up next.
Yes.
That's so what Mark. That was your tease, huh?
Yeah, it's kind
we
of,
have some
effing
S
coming up next,
but not said in that way,
right?
Said in the blatant podcast way of we don't care,
we're not censored.
Do you ever think that if you did those podcasts in a more subtle, laid back, or not so bold in your face, FU C word way? Do you think maybe you could just give that to our program director, Jeff Catlin, and maybe say, hey, look, this is what we might do? Like it'd be a resume tape.
I'm telling wouldn't you, that be better training? If he heard the June 15th It's Just Banter, he would say, this is compelling content I could use on my station, but those teases and the overcussing might cancel out all the good.
And but isn't that back to the theory of TC doesn't quite
just a,
get it.
Just a tick
he's
off.
He's a hair off.
Why am I shooting myself in the foot? Oh, those are two guns in my... Why do I keep shooting right. myself?
So let's go to the Marlins locker room.
Okay. Clubhouse?
Clubhouse, sorry. Dressing room.
There you go.
And the first guy he
Fitting
runs
room.
Into, I guess, is Randy Choate, right?
Mm-hmm.
setup man for the great... Leo Nunez.
Now, were you
former general, current Sterminator?
So, were you You just walked in there and saw the first guy, or what were your thoughts initially?
Yeah, pretty much. He was the one who was standing by a locker. I know that I don't really want to bug him unless they're kind of standing by their locker, so...
Because in the dressing room, there's a big couch there, there's a huge TV, there's a lot of messing around before a game.
You got a lot
of time to kill
right
before a baseball game when you show up at 3 o'clock for your 8 o'clock game or whatever.
The amazing life of a ball player. There's so much time to kill.
And it's a weird relationship they have with the media, too, because they're dealing with them every day. So like TC said, when they're over on the couch, you kind of feel like that's kind of their time and their play area. But if they're by their locker, they're ready for business. So
now, we said Carlos was disarming when he walked into the clubhouse. Do you think TC is arming or disarming?
Well, again, Carlos is a gentle guy. He's a good-looking guy.
He can get lost in the crowd.
I'm gentle.
Whereas TC walks in, and I think your radar goes up right away to what does this guy want?
Like, yeah.
All right, so here is TC walking in and talking to Randy Choate. Remember, the key words were be subtle. Let's just dance around some subjects. It's supposed to be questions from kids, and the fake questions are supposed to be plausibly by, like,
using the possibility
of an older sibling
double meaning. It could go one way or the other.
All right, now here's TC with Randy Choate.
Hey, do you have a second?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a second just to talk?
Yeah, who are you calling?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you said Keith.
No, I just said, do you have a second? I'm with, my mom has a fifth grade class, and she just had them write down some questions that they wanted to ask a Major League Baseball player. Is it okay if you just answer a couple?
Sure.
What position did you want to play growing up?
First base.
And how did you pick your number?
I like even numbers in the 30s.
And why is the number 69 so funny?
I don't know. I just watched something, Billy Madison.
Pause it, please. So, right away, you can see the difference in demeanor of him and Carlos. He's panicked.
Yeah, he's not very comfortable
fast.
Right
it's
now.
It's not
yeah.
Johnny ass.
Do you feel like
you're
calling?
I'm with, I can't say who I'm with. I'm with...
Did you have a minute?
Why aren't you with the radio? You're with the ticket. And your mom's a teacher. And this is your thing. You're doing this. No, but you panicked. You're like, I'm with,
Wagon.
I have questions.
Do you feel like you were calm?
No, I didn't feel calm at all.
Okay.
All right.
Just take a deep breath, you know.
Okay, here we go.
When did you know you were good enough to play in the majors?
I don't know. I think I always believed it in college, but didn't know till I actually got called up.
And how many girls have you kissed?
Are we serious right now?
Yeah, just it's the kids. I think some of these are kind of silly.
Probably about 100.
And what's your favorite sex position?
Whoa.
A fifth grade? I don't think so. Go ahead.
Do you play any golf?
Yes, lots.
Pause it. So do you see where TC messed up?
That's the step off the path. The long, small...
Well, yeah, you actually had really him laughing.
Yeah, the girl's kisses.
The girl
that's something a fifth grader
really
would ask.
It really felt like that it was questions from kids.
Like, you need kind of double meaning. Like, have you ever been to second base? Okay, double meaning, maybe.
Right.
But when you just say it.
Or like, hey, what's third base like?
Yeah. Right. But no. How many? What's the favorite sex position? You like it like this?
You know.
You like it like that?
Your favorite sex position.
Sex position.
Jeez,
like,
man.
Third grader could possibly ask that.
No, fifth grader.
Fifth grader.
Yeah. You even said fifth grade.
Yeah, he said fifth grade. Right. Right.
Even high school. Come on.
Do
you have much more than the one? until you start to, unless you
even
have the long-term girlfriend.
Even Naaman wouldn't put
that
question down.
It's just.
That's why I referenced
it. All right, let's hear the end.
Did you know as it was happening, TC?
Yeah. No, I.
Right then, you knew.
You see a change in posture from him?
You should have just turned, walked out of the ballpark and said, look, I'm not coming back. Don't bother telling me.
Here's my credential. We'll see you.
You're just taking off an answer.
What's your favorite sex position?
A fifth grade? I don't think so. Go ahead.
Do you play any golf?
Yes, lots.
You know.
Are you serious right now? Like, is this a joke? Am I on camera or something?
No, I mean, it's cool if you don't want to...
Go ahead. That's fine.
And then just, do you have a favorite candy?
Yeah, Kit Kat, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you ended with
that's
that?
A bail.
Why? You ended so... with favorite candy?
I just wanted out.
What a panic ending.
He's just trying to pull his chute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This darn thing won't
that
open.
That is it. Yeah. What's your favorite candy? Okay, bye. I'm out. God.
You guys need to end every interview with that from now on.
Just a real rush. What's your favorite candy?
Okay. Okay, bye.
Real creepy. Then grab your microphone and get out of there.
All right, so.
Wow.
Jeez, man.
Boy, subtle as a freaking thunder.
Like, what did you not understand about our talk before you went out there?
Yeah, no, I quickly realized I was in violation of our talk about... That was not...
Like the whole concept of the whole thing?
No, I think I'm as dumb as you think I am.
Okay.
Let me just cut this off.
Right, right.
Let's stop defending
but I'm
myself.
Glad. I can't explain to you how this was good.
That was about two questions too late, but that was a good way to end it. Okay, just out. Candy, bye.
Eject.
Yeah, what
eject.
A panic.
Yeah. What's your favorite candy? Okay.
Like
he was hoping for someone to hit the button of the trapdoor that would swallow him
like,
up.
Like, why not
the
this?
I can see the knife.
Like, in the future, when he's like, is this a joke? Is this... Okay, yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. It just didn't go as well as I thought.
Just doing a bit.
Right, right.
Really, I shouldn't have thrown that one in. Should
molding,
I have?
Just
what
molding,
do you think, Randy?
Molding my craft at your expense, Mr. Randy.
You know,
I'll just be moving
just messing
on
around,
now.
Doing a bit.
Yeah, Kit Kat, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Finally got the information
well,
I wanted.
This had spreading ramifications as well. Are you guys going to get into that at all?
Well, okay, do you want to, let's play the next one with the,
oh,
so Randy.
There's more?
Randy Choate pointed him to some other guys who were sitting on the couch and said, hey, they want to do this.
Also,
oh, they'd what? Love it. So after he...
After he's
seemingly
shocked and appalled,
was like, okay, is this okay?
Well, what do you do?
Them.
What do you do to your buddies if you know? Wouldn't you send TC over to your buddies if he just pained you?
Yeah,
like don't
you
always tell people? Yeah, you should get married. You know what I mean? When you really know they should.
That reminds me of the 7-foot author at the Super Bowl.
When
wouldn't you send a fart trumpet to someone else?
When Ben sent him over our way.
When yeah, he said, no, you know what? We can't do your interview, but. That guy right there, he's from Wisconsin. And wants to
he'd love to talk with you about the aliens that attacked the Packers or whatever.
All right, you want to play, which one would you say we should play of the next two? If we could only play one.
The ones with the guys on the couch, probably.
The first next one? All right, the very next one, go ahead.
Do you have a second?
No chance.
Yeah.
I just did some fucking shirts.
Just the guy, I had a set of questions. Just my mom works for a fifth grade class. And,
he's so panicked and rushed.
She works for a fifth grade class.
So, what position did you want to play growing up?
Shortstop.
And how did you pick your number?
It's just given to me.
And why is number 69 so
work?
Funny?
Doesn't work?
Is that a serious question?
It's the
for
kids?
Kids?
I mean,
they I'm not answering
they submitted
that.
Them randomly?
There's no way.
What's the question?
That's...
No, I don't want to.
I'm not.
Just the kids, they wrote down the questions we're just asking them. It's a why is
boy,
number
he is
69
in,
so
in the line of fire now, isn't
yep.
he?
There's
a
terrible
a gathering group.
You might want to mark that out.
It's not a baseball question. I mean, they're unruly kids, you know. You never know.
What are y'all teaching them in that school?
I don't see them in class much.
Maybe. All right, what's the next? We'll skip that one.
All right,
let the mom and dads answer that for them.
Do you play any golf?
Yes.
What is a threesome?
Dude, what kind of question? Is this like a golf or?
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, want to.
Huh? You serious right now?
Yeah, I'm just asking the kids questions.
Is that a golf question?
Yeah.
So three people are playing together on the golf course. That better be what it's about.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh,
wow. Yes! Yes!
Total bail.
There you go. That's the smart TC we need right
Wait a
there.
Minute. What's their favorite candy?
Oh, there's more?
I gotta go. Oh, there's more. Okay.
What's the?
Oh, I intern at a radio station, but it's my mom's.
He's looking
class.
At my tag there.
Those are serious.
You're asking what a threesome is?
Just it was after the golf one of.
I don't know, but it came out like a wrong way, I think.
Well, thanks.
I'm gonna go. Who is that?
I found out later. It's Brian Sanchez.
Ah. Not Gabby Sanchez.
No.
How many Sanchezes do the Marlins have?
It's actually spelled with an S Man? At the end.
Animal?
Go ahead.
Let's go with three then. if Annabelle is one of them, right?
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of them.
All three of them together would be...
Go ahead.
A threesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So how'd the date end?
So let's play...
Oh, more! That's not it, huh?
The PR guy walked up to TC.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
I'm Marty Zola, PR guy for Mars. How are you?
Good. I'm TC, nice to meet you.
What are you doing today? What's your, what are you looking to get out of our guys today?
I work for a radio show, so I was just here asking some questions that was given to me, the show gave to me.
Okay, some of the guys... I felt that some of the questions are inappropriate and don't really feel comfortable answering.
I mean, I'm pretty much, so. I was heading out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm wrapped up. I got everything.
All right.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
And off he went.
So you didn't really get kicked out, but again, when you say the show, I work for these guys and they gave me some questions to ask. None of the things we gave you are what caused you problems. The one time you veered off the path
when
decided to
he left the page,
decided, you know what, these guys think they're funny. Let me show them funny.
Let me pepper it up with some adjectives.
Let me add my little brand of humor. So in the long run, emails were exchanged. Marlins were upset with the Rangers. The Rangers get a little bit upset with us. Uh-huh. And what ends up happening here is that TC is no longer welcome.
At the entire ballpark.
In the,
that massive
the
structure.
Premises.
Well, during the game, I get a talking to from Rich Rice.
Really?
He singles me out, and he's like, hey, you have a minute in front of the, you know
how many times
office,
have we answered
morgue.
For something Corby has done?
Fair point.
You know what I mean? It's the ticket. I think even Roy was singled out. Poor Roy, who was just standing there looking at TC, I think, ended up getting teamed up with him as far as the he may be not welcome back for
He's
a little
not.
While at least. We're going to try and get Roy back. We're not going to effort to try to get TC back.
No, you're going
too far gone. Too
we feel
far
TC
gone,
TC should be penalized in some way.
It was a good run, though, right?
Really, no. He was there for, 5 minutes? On his first assignment. And,
what's your favorite sex position?
All right. So,
oh, man.
And it's like his third question in. He screwed up the whole bit.
It's
TC.
Kiss her first.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about a
pretty
kiss
much,
for
yeah. Dinner.
How about,
how about
lead
dinner?
Into it?
Nope.
He then get her on the boat.
He charged right in there, didn't he?
With the rag in hand.
He just went charging ahead.
Oh, well, we're sorry, baseball.
And there's
I'm
a
sorry baseball too.
Oh, too. Oh, also.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm also. I would like to join you in apologizing to baseball.
Did the guys tell you to say that?
You would join us in apologizing for you.
If you're making a get well card to baseball, I will sign it.
Good. Thank you for that.